All right, let's start with the carryout. This is our nightly segment where I read the newspaper so you don't have to. Here are today's top stories. A new study says that young African American and Latino men are so 47% are unemployed or out of school in Chicago, 44% in Illinois. Chicago area numbers are way higher than other big cities. Add that to the 1,000-plus jobs leveled at the end of last week at both CPS and LSSI. And I think there's a new tourism slogan somewhere in there. Illinois, you might just want to move. Or Chicago's is just Chicago. Have you looked for a job this week? Check yes or no. So what does this mean? Well, some will say that these communities don't want to work. Or others who know what they're talking about say there just aren't jobs available. This leads to finding other ways of paying bills, likely illicit behavior like writing automated programs for FanDuel. What's the fix? New job training programs? More apprenticeships? Better schooling? Social services? You kind of see where I'm going here, right? If the past year is any indication, the state of Illinois is doing everything it can to exacerbate the problem. It's almost like they want you to leave. Like when Grandpa turns up the game on the TV because there's too much chatter in the living room. And now comes word that Grandpa Rauner is blaming Democratic leadership in Springfield for the budget woes that forced the Lutheran Child and Family Services to shut down. Instead of this being a wake-up call, it's becoming a rallying cry. Democrats are no better. Instead of figuring out how to get the budget passed, State Senate President John Cullerton spoke at the City Club today calling for a new formula for state school funding. Which is important, I guess, but there's bigger fish to fry, right? It's kind of like getting an F on your report card and then saying, I think I need new jeans. Right now, the current funding formula is in dispute as the state is supposed to fund 51% of all state schools, but can only afford about 20%. This proves, I think, what we already know, that Illinois isn't very good at math. All this leads to Governor Rauner taking the stage for his State of the State address on Wednesday. The first line of his speech should be, 40 and several years ago, there was this thing called a budget. And then he should hold one up, blow off the dust, and jump up and down like a caveman who just discovered fire. And then all the other lawmakers jump up and down like cavemen. And then the zookeepers get mad and they put the gates down and they're on lockdown till 3 months so they can figure it out. No carrots for you. Seems about right. All right, other news. President Obama's trying to stay neutral in the presidential race, but went on record talking about Hillary Clinton's qualifications. When reached for comment, Bernie Sanders said, hello? Hello, who's this? Marge, I think he wants to talk to you. No, it's the phone. Come get the phone. Someone's on the phone for you. Come on. Hello? I can hear you breathing. Hello? Bernie Sanders right there. Good news for McDonald's. All day breakfast has helped the fast food restaurant regain its market share. This is great news for the nation's heat lamp manufacturers. Ugh, not so good for us. Twitter announced that several executives were leaving the company. Wait, you know what? I should write it like a tweet. Prob means trub for Twitter. TTYL, hashtag moments. Smiley face, eggplant, smiley face, 100, 100, 100, 100, 100, 100, 100. And weather, hey, didn't snow here. Actually, it feels really good to have a mild January day in the Midwest for a change. Sorry, East Coast, but you live in a crappy place. In sports, the Carolina Panthers are going to the Super Bowl. Lots of Bears storylines for the Super Bowl. Chico Rivera and the 85 Bears. The Panthers winning it for Peanut Tillman. Even on the Broncos side, well, it's more like John Fox used to coach that team and now he coaches ours, so it's not really a storyline. But Von Miller, he was a defensive juggernaut yesterday, and there are rumors that the Broncos can't afford him. And he likes John Fox, so that means he could be coming to the NFC North. Probably play for the Packers. The Bears will lose wide receiver coach Mike Groh. He's moving to the Rams. I don't know, maybe he could take all the practice squad receivers with him, too. No, don't take Josh Bellamy with you. Oh, no, don't take Mark Mariani. Don't take Olivius Sutton. I don't even think that's a guy. I'm just making it up at this point, but that's what it felt like watching the Bears this year. Just when you're ready to dance all over the Bulls' grave, they come out and they beat the Cavs on national TV. What the heck, Bulls? Make up your mind. Are you good or are you bad? This inconsistency? No good. It's whack. No good. The Blackhawks streak is at one. They beat the Blues yesterday. Yawn. Wake me up when they hit four in a row. Only the Hawks could make winning boring. And the Northwestern Wildcats got destroyed in Bloomington this weekend. Indiana beat them by 30-plus points. They now stand at 3-5 in the Big Ten and now 15-6 overall. be 15-6 with about 10 to go. I don't know. This is going to be tight. We really have two options as Northwestern Wildcats fans. One, to really, really get behind this team to try and get them to beat the premier teams in the Big Ten. Or we start trumping it up that the NIT is better than the NCAA. Hey, it's great. It's a better tournament anyway. Everybody loves the NIT. You get to play on your home court. Come on. Who wouldn't want that? It's even shorter. NCAA, that's, you can't even say that. NIT, NIT, it's great. NIT, easier to chant. Well, that's the carryout for January 25th. Hey, do you got a punch card? Great. Hey, only 35 punches till you get a free soda. No ice, though. Coming up, our weekly segment, Touche! Republicans and Democrats can all agree on one thing, that they like to argue. That's coming up here on the download here on WGN Radio. I'm Justin Kaufman. Stay with us.